I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Jesse Gutierrez. He is Outreach Coordinator for StoryCorps. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So StoryCorps is a big story, and we're kind of giving people a preview right now. From January 8th to February 9th, StoryCorps has a mobile booth, which is going to be here in Santa Fe, listening to community stories.
Yes, definitely. So the mobile booth is an Airstream trailer. So it's a beautiful silver trailer, and it's outfitted with a mobile recording studio. And we'll be here in Santa Fe for about a month, 4 weeks, parked at the plaza in front of the Palace of the Governors.
Right.
And, so we'll be here recording stories of Santa Fe, people from Santa Fe, and it's anyone can come, and it's a free public service.
Santa Fe and really anywhere else.
Yeah, really. And then surrounding
communities,
pueblos, communities, yeah. Everyone. It's open to anyone. We're here doing kind of an advanced visit meeting with community-based organizations, basically trying to reach out to communities that might not know StoryCorps or might not necessarily have access to the internet. So we're trying to reach out through, community stakeholders, through people that can connect us to communities.
And so one of the things that's really interesting is, okay, so you go into this booth in the Airstream silver beautiful trailer for 40 minutes,
yes.
And they ask you questions along the lines of what are you most proud of, what have you learned in life, and how would you like to be remembered?
Yeah, so we don't ask any of the questions. I think what makes the experience so interesting is that we ask that people come with someone that they know. It could be, friends, family members, coworkers. We've had, mentor, mentees, students, teachers. Basically, people that you know and you feel comfortable talking with to share a conversation. And these questions, we do have, a list of great questions that we kind of provide to people to just take a look at. And these questions just kind of are starting points of a conversation. But, if you're talking to your grandmother, you can ask, what was my dad like when he was growing up?
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of just like starting conversations, having these 40 minutes to set aside to just have a conversation. And then at the end of the conversation, you get a free CD copy of that conversation to, make copies of, give to your family. And then if you so decide, you can release the story to StoryCorps, and then it'll be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And we have this archive that has over 40,000 stories archived there now. Anyone can go now and look at the StoryCorps archive if you want to do research on, anything, basically. And you'll hear real-life people's stories.
It's such an incredibly valuable historical document.
Yeah.
Do you categorize it, not only by place, but by theme, like agricultural workers or professors or that kind?
Definitely. In the booth, there's space for two people to have that conversation, but there's also a third person in there, and that's our facilitator, one of our staff. And they're just there to kind of get the best audio, but also to take notes. And they take notes on places, themes, people. So, if you're talking about your grandmother, but you don't say her name, they might ask you, what's your grandmother's name? And that's, so you have a great recording to take home with you, as a, memento, this kind of living legacy, but also for the archive. So if someone wants to go and, do research on, let's say, their grandfather was a bracero and they're typing braceros, anyone that mentioned bracero in their interview, all those interviews will come up and you'll be listening to these people's stories and then talking about braceros. So
can you imagine if we had that every generation? Even people who came up in the 1920s and the 1900s, there's so much that's forgotten, and there's so much that historians would like to know about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And me, on a personal level, my grandparents tell me these great stories of how they immigrated to the U.S. My grandpa was a bracero. But I don't have it, it's not recorded, and it's in my mind. But what if I forget? What if, how can I pass this on? I think this is what is so special about these CDs, is that they're like legacies, family legacies, but then it's a legacy for our country, because it's an archive in D.C.
Now, do people sometimes in these conversations discover things? I imagine they're always discovering things about each other that they didn't know. Let's say a mother-daughter goes in.
Yeah, definitely. You talk to your family members and, you kind of have these conversations and sometimes you pay attention, sometimes you don't. But because you're in a booth across from one another and you're kind of there for 40 minutes, these conversations take probably like really intimate turns, and I think people discover amazing things about their family members. Or sometimes people go in set to discuss something that might be hard to discuss on a normal basis, and they just, you know, find this opportunity and do it.
Yeah, there's something about being in a kind of special enclosed place and having that privacy and that time set aside. Very,
exactly.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of tears end up flowing, I think, you know, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's called StoryCorps, and StoryCorps will be here from January 8th to February 9th. And we'll probably do another little show closer to the time and tell people how they can get involved if they want to.
Yeah, definitely go onto the website, storycorps.org. And definitely a couple weeks before that, we'll have appointments opening up for the public. So
okay, great.
Go on there.
So StoryCorps is storycorps.org. Jesse Gutierrez is Outreach Coordinator for StoryCorps. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.